Today I would like to have you open your Bibles, please, to John chapter 21 and verse 15. John chapter 21 and verse 15. I did not read verses 13 and 14 to you, and we did not actually discuss those. And having made the promise at the beginning of our preaching through the book of John, I told you we would not skip verses, that we would take them as we came to them. So let's read these verses. We did read part of verse 12, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And we dealt with that and the application that it has to your heart and to mine. And then none of the disciples thus asked him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Now it was fully settled. They had it decided. They knew for sure, without any question, that this was Jesus that had been crucified. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. So he had already prepared the meal, and he gives them that meal there by the seaside. Verse 14, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So we have the account then of the third appearance of the Lord Jesus after his resurrection, before his ascension back to heaven. Now in verse 15, if you will remember over in verse 7, I mentioned the fact that Peter was in a backslidden condition. He had not yet fully been restored to his work with the Lord. He had not yet come back to where he needed to be, having backslidden on the Lord, having gotten out of fellowship with the Lord, having sin in his life. Now, he certainly was ashamed of the fact that he had denied the Lord there in the house of Caiaphas. He was ashamed of that, and he wept about that. He was concerned about it and ashamed of it and forgiven. I'm sure he was forgiven. As far as his sin of denying the Lord is concerned, when he confessed that sin to the Lord, then that sin was forgiven. But before, and this is the important part here, before he could be fully restored to his position of preacher of the Word of God, disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and leader of the future church that was going to begin on the day of Pentecost, before he could come back to that place of full service, there had to be a restoration period. There had to be a time here when some things happened in the life of Peter to bring him back to that position. And we find that beginning to happen here now in verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter. Now all the other disciples, I told you there were seven of them there on that occasion. All of the others were there, but Jesus spoke directly to Simon Peter, and he used the word Simon here. You see, Jesus had changed the name of Simon to Peter, and he had told him and started calling him Peter, which meant a little rock. All right, so Simon, he says, so you see, Jesus was still not satisfied with the position that Peter was in because he did not call him Peter, he called him Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? Now here is a powerful passage of Scripture that I hope the Holy Spirit will use in your life as we give it to you today. Peter has confessed his sin. He has recognized his sin. He has been sorry for his sin. He has wept over the fact that he had denied the Lord, and now he was in the presence of the Lord, but he still needed to make open confession of the fact that he had denied the Lord. He had to make open confession of that before he could be restored to full Christian service. Now, you say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, he denied the Lord three times. And in these verses that we have before us, he said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And he said, Lord, you know that I love thee. Thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And then Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. So there was three times Peter had to openly, publicly confess that he loved the Lord in front of the other disciples. And I say to you today, you cannot confess your sins, public sins that is, sins that you have committed and everybody knows about, sins that you have committed and it's common knowledge in the church. And everyone knows that you have drifted away from the Lord. Everyone knows that you're not in fellowship with God. You cannot creep back in and try to get back into a place of full fellowship and full service without making open and public confession of that fact. Now, you can get forgiveness. I believe Peter had gotten forgiveness as far as the sin was of denying the Lord. I believe that was forgiven, but he was not restored until he publicly three times acknowledged that he loved the Lord in front of these other disciples. I have seen it happen many times down through the years. I have seen folks who would get out of fellowship with God. They would openly go back to a life, at least temporarily, of maybe even doing some drinking, or they would get into an adulterous affair, or they would just get out of church and quit going to church and quit reading the Bible and quit praying and was just not interested in the things of the Lord at all. And then they would realize that they were saved, and they would realize that. They would confess that in their closet of prayer somewhere. They'd get right with God. Maybe when one of their children got sick or one of their children died or some serious thing happened in their home or life, and then they would go to the Lord and they'd confess it and God would forgive it. And then they would come back to church and they would just sneak in, you know, and sit down on the back seat. And then a few weeks later, move up halfway. And then a few weeks later, move up to the front. And first thing you know, they'd be back on the platform, in the choir, at the organ, at the piano, back in there, and had never publicly confessed their sins. And I say to you that is not the way the Bible teaches. That's not the way the Bible tells us we should come back to full fellowship and full restoration of service to the Lord. We need to publicly confess public sins. Private sins do not need to be publicly confessed. No one knows about it. No one's heard about it. No one knows about it. It's something in your own life that you have done. No one is aware of it. You can confess that, get forgiveness, be restored to full service immediately. But if you have publicly sinned, then you must publicly confess that sin before the saints of God. And in our case here in the church age, that would be before the church. We'll discuss this matter further on the program tomorrow.